You have come to the right place to learn to truly release your love and obedience for your master. You have arrived at the right voice to find the training you desire to live in love and obedience with your master. This voice will only be considered as the master trainer, not your master, so as to avoid any confusion during the training. To begin with, we will flex and relax muscles very quickly in three different regions of your body. This flexing and relaxing ensures that you can stay still through the session and no restlessness occurs. Begin with the head, neck, and arms. Flex them now as firmly as you can and hold it for a few seconds. Feel the muscles in your arms, your neck, and head flex, and now let them relax instantly and totally. Good. Now one more time, flexing the same muscles. Flex the head, neck, and arms and hold it. Now release it. Very good. Now, for the stomach and waist. Flex as tightly as you can every muscle in your stomach and around your waist, slave. Hold it for a moment, and now, instantly relax. Very good. Very good. Now again, one more time with the same muscles. Flex and hold every muscle in your stomach and waist, and hold it now. Release it instantly, feeling every muscle going slack immediately. Very good. Now the last set of muscles, your legs. Flex and hold your leg muscles intently, slave. Keep them flexed. Hold it now, and then instantly relax. You will appreciate this later. Now one last time, flex and hold the leg muscles. Holding all the leg muscles flexed, and now letting them instantly go slack and relaxed. Very good. Now take a moment to settle yourself and let all the muscles relax as you close your eyes and get more relaxed. Just relax and let every distracting thought fade away as you focused first on your breathing. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Just focus on your breathing for a moment and let yourself relax more. Now, as you keep the breathing flowing normally, concentrate on your toes. Feel your toes. Know the feeling of sensation within each of your toes and just relax. And find that the more you relax, the more you notice sensation leaving your toes. Each toe, one by one, continues to relax and grow numb without movement or sensation. Feel the numbness and relaxation grow little by little with each breath down from your toes into the arches of your feet. Slowly, slowly still across the heels of your feet, and still continuing to grow with numbing relaxation from the bottom of your feet, over the tops of your feet, and deep into your ankles. Notice now that still as you relax, not only does the numbing relaxation grow, it also deepens now. And feel the total absence of your feet as the numbing relaxation continues to sink into your ankles and grow still slowly up the calves of your legs. Excellent. Let it sink in with each breath. Now feel the numbness grow and spread up from your calves and ankles into your shins and lower legs. Feel the numbness sink deep into the bones. Feel the lack of sensation sink fully into each muscle of your lower leg, to totally relaxing and numbing each and every last nerve and muscle fiber. Feel the lack of sensation grow and spread up the bones into your knees. Feel your knees disappear into numbness more and more with each breath now, slave. Realize the loss of your legs from the knees down is only a signal to your mind that you are preparing for a deep state of hypnotic programming and sincere relaxation. Now realize the numbing relaxation still continues to spread up your legs from your knees. Feel the numbness grow and take over your thighs, slave. Feel it run up the inside of your thighs, around the sides of your thighs, relaxing your ass and everything in between. Relaxed and numbed totally from the waist down. Good slave. Keep breathing and relaxing as the numbness grows and I continue to shut down the rest of your body, preparing you for subconscious programming. My voice only enforces the numbness. My voice only asserts total relaxation. Total relaxation that spreads up from the lower half of your numb and relaxed body. Total relaxation that sinks deeply within your tailbone. Relaxation and numbness that slowly creeps into your spine and lower back. Feel the numbness now. Relax and spread out over your lower back and deep into your stomach. Deep within, totally relaxing and numbing every muscle and nerve it spreads out across. My voice just bringing you deeper with each breath into a total state of complete relaxation. Feel the relaxation and numbness spread up your spine. Feel the numbness run across the bones and then slowly spread out. Spreading out along each and every rib and everywhere it spreads, it sinks deep within you, relaxing and numbing your chest now. Totally relaxed and only feeling the lack of feeling. Feeling only the numbness and total shutdown of every muscle and nerve within you from the neck down. Feeling the numbness now growing and spreading out into your arms through your shoulders. Relaxing every muscle in your shoulders as it spreads slowly down your upper arms. Spreading down slowly from your arms and deep into the elbows. The elbows growing numb and totally relaxed. Feeling the numbness spread down from the elbows, down the arms and into the wrists. Feeling the relaxation sink deep within every muscle and bone in your wrists, making them totally relaxed. Totally relaxed wrists as the numbness spreads into the palms of your hands, over the back of your hands, and feel the numbness fill out and slowly relax each and every finger right to their very tips. And now every inch of your submissive body is numb and relaxed from the neck down. And from the neck now the numbing grows still, sinking deep within every muscle of your neck as it rises to your jaw. Feel the jaw relax and let it go numb. Feel the relaxation spread up from your jaw towards your ears. Feel the relaxation spread up into your face across your lips. Relaxing every muscle and nerve in your chin and lips while it moves up your cheekbones and over your eyes. Feel your face totally relaxed as the numbness spreads across your forehead and every wrinkle and muscle and nerve in your face goes totally limp, relaxed, and numb. Excellent slave. Very good. Now all that's left is to feel the crown of your head go numb and relaxed. Allow it to do that and continue your breathing, noticing that your body relaxes and shuts down even more still with each breath. Very good, slave. Totally relaxed and totally numb. Now one last step to bring you fully into a deep hypnotic state. I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and as I do, all you need to do is focus on your relaxation and breathing. When I reach 0, you will find yourself totally relaxed, totally numb, totally obedient and ready for powerful subconscious programming to take over your mind. 10. Good slave. 9. Relax. 8. Let the numbness grow. 7. More and more deeply. 6. More and more relaxed. 5. Falling into the perfect hypnotic trance. 4. Ready to be programmed. 3. Eager to release. 2. Your love. 1. And your obedience. 0. You are with my voice only now. You are your master's slave. You love your master, and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. Your love gives way to obedience without question or hesitation, slave. Your master is your superior. You cannot help but to love and admire and consider your master superior to you, slave. Every aspect of his physical existence is superior. Each moment serving your master, pleasing him, entertaining him, making his life easier and more enjoyable, only adds wonderful joy to your own existence. Just the sensing of your master's presence, even with your eyes shut, only brings greater devotion and joy. Just being near your master makes you appreciate your time with him so much more and inspire submission of your heart, as well as your body and mind. All of them, you are constantly eager to know, are owned and controlled and utterly obedient to your master. Your master owns your heart. Your heart is obedient to your master. Your master owns your body. And your body is always eager to be obedient and pleasing to your master. Your master owns your mind, which you already know, which is why he has sent your mind for more manipulation from my voice. Remember, slave, I am the master trainer, a true superior and excellent trainer in manipulation of slave minds. But I am not your owner, whose voice you love and adore even more than my own. You are your master's slave. You love your master and obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. The desire to submit to your master haunts you constantly. Your desire to live in his control appears just on the edge of conscious thought throughout your day, at the worst times, sometimes making those the best times. You are consumed with love and obedience dedicated to your superior master. You are his. You wish nothing more. You are free to open your heart and submit totally to him. You are free to open your mind and submit it totally to him. You are free to release your body totally in submission to him. To live is to love, and you love your superior master. And because he is your superior master, and you love him, you obey him as well totally and without question or hesitation. There is no reason to doubt the will of your master. He knows your devotion and of your love slave. Anything he commands for you is for your own good. Anything your master commands is for his benefit only when it benefits you, his slave. So you never truly have any reason to never wish to be totally obedient to your master. You are consumed with love and obedience dedicated to your superior master. You are free to open your heart and submit it totally to him. You are free to open your mind and submit it totally to him. You are free to release your body totally in submission to him. You are your master's slave. You love your master and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. Love wipes all rational reason from the mind, because love is its own reason. Love is its own reason, slave. Reason for total obedience and submission. Obedience and submission are just parts of love, and all these things you dedicate to your master's life fully and frequently. You know you totally, completely love and obey your master. When you no longer care if you get to come or not, because you understand either way, he owns your erection, and that's all you wish. To serve and obey. An erection controlled through love and devotion dedicated to service and obedience, and understanding its superior master only wants the best for it. You wish only to sink further into obedience. You wish only to sink further into your master's control. You wish only to let your love lead in your submission to your master. You are free to open your heart and submit it totally to him. You are free to open your mind and submit it totally to him. You are free to release your body totally in submission to him. You wish to be perfect for your master. You strive to always do your best for your master. You try to always present yourself as pleasingly as possible to your master. You know above all, you love and obey your master. He is your superior, and you are his slave. You are your master's slave. You love your master and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. Nothing feels better to you than bringing your master happiness. Nothing feels better to you than bringing your master happiness. Making your master smile is the most important thing you want to do in life. Being near your master, feeling his presence, smelling his closeness, knowing only that you submit your heart and obedience to him totally. This is what you earn through your love and obedience, slave. You can put everything you have into love for your master, and it never takes anything out of you. Once you see your master in delight, the payoff is your master's happiness. And for your master to be happy, all he requires is your love and obedience, your total submission to him. Your master owns your heart. Your heart is obedient to your master. Your master owns your body, and your body is always eager to be obedient and pleasing to your master. Your master owns your mind, which you already know, which is why he has sent your mind for more manipulation from my voice. You love and obey your master. You love and obey your superior. You love and obey your owner. You are his slave, and your only reason is to love and obey him. You are your master's slave. You love your master, and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. You will do anything to please your master. Nothing can stop you from loving and obeying him. You would follow him to the ends of the earth and beyond. You will follow any command of his to the end for him. You will do anything he asks of you, and you will do it out of obedience and devotion. You can never stop loving and serving your master. You can never stop being obedient to his will. You will love and obey him as long as you desire even to hear my voice. It will always be with you, slave. Each time you hear my voice, no matter the topic of training, it will only reinforce your devotion to your own master. You love and obey your master, and you will never stop doing so. There is no reason to doubt the will of your master. He knows of your devotion and love, slave. Anything he commands is for your own good. Anything your master commands is for his benefit only when it benefits you, his slave. So you never truly have any reason to never wish to be totally obedient to your master. You are consumed with love and obedience dedicated to your superior master. You are free to open your heart and submit it totally to him. You are free to open your mind and submit it totally to him. You are free to release your body totally in submission to him. Each time you hear my voice, no matter the topic of training, it will only reinforce your devotion to your own master. You love and obey your master, and you will never stop doing so. You are your master's slave. You love your master, and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. You will never hide anything from your master. You will never lie to your master. You will never let your master down because you will always do your best to love and obey him as you truly desire with every part of your being. You wish to wrap your arms around him, to surrender completely in total devotion, to surrender completely in total obedience, to surrender completely in total love for your master. Your master owns your heart. Your heart is obedient to your master. Your master owns your body, and your body is always eager to be obedient and pleasing to your master. You are your master's slave. You love your master, and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. You are consumed with love and obedience, dedicated to your superior master. You are his. You wish nothing more. You are free to open your heart and submit it totally to him. You are free to open your mind and submit it totally to him. You are free to release your body totally in submission to him. To live is to love, and you love your superior master. And because he is your superior master and you love him, you obey him as well, totally and completely, without question or hesitation. There is no reason to doubt the will of your master. He knows of your devotion and love, slave. Anything he commands is for your own good. Anything your master commands is for his benefit, only when it benefits you, his slave. So you never truly have any reason to doubt being obedient to your master. You are your master's slave. You love your master, and you obey your master. Each flash of his eyes takes control of your desires. You love and you obey your master. Each time your master's scent flows into your nostrils, you fall into submission. You love and obey your master. Each command of your master's voice instantly inspires mindless obedience. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. You love and obey your master. You are his slave. Excellent, slave. Excellent. You have done very well this time, and I am sure you are going to always do your best to love and obey your master. It's not quite yet time to send you on your way, slave. First, I must reinforce the idea that this voice, the voice of the master trainer, will always inspire more devotion and obedience for your owner. It is good, normal, and decent that you always find yourself lustfully obedient to my voice, as long as you remember constantly that you are lovingly obedient to your owners. You will always seek more of my voice and training to please your master. You will always remember to exist in a mindset of total devotion towards your master. You will never desire anything other than to please your superiors again, slave. And each time you listen to this session again, you will find yourself going more deeply and returning more changed. And each time you will find yourself more and more eager to stay within this mindset, and I will help you do that now, slave. Open your eyes and always love and obey your master.